Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
So I have two thoughts by this episode.
That's more only than two. Some people. That's only more than two. Some people have on this show.
Exactly two thoughts.
Okay.
I'm not sure if Jose. I'm not completely sure that Jose doesn't believe that the baby's not going to be a chicken.
I think that's fair.
The second thought is that I actually think the baby might be half woman, half chicken.
What's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with the chicken baby. Right smack.
It's either Jenny or the kids in the hall chicken lady sketch.
Yeah, the chicken lady sketch.
I'm not sure. Because this looks like a miracle, because how quickly has this woman gotten pregnant? Not the absolute carelessness with which this is happening.
I think the actual
the biggest
shock to me was that she thought she was pregnant, and in 3 minutes later, we knew if she was pregnant or not. That never happens on 90 Day Fiancé.
That's true.
That would have been a five episode arc.
What you're saying is this was very galling. Everything here was shocking to a degree that this woman is pregnant, may or may not be a chicken baby, allegedly.
Again, before we started the show, I said, I think Jose thought that stick was a baby. He kept looking at it going, baby.
The irresponsibility of both of these people. I don't really blame Jose because he's basically a perm attached to
a child.
I don't know. Yeah.
a 6-year-old child.
I'm telling you, it is the movie Big Grande.
But it's not directed by Gary Marshall, and it's not a comedy. It's like Greta Gerwig, and the story's about how men disappoint you.
Wow. I will need to say I'm happy that Jose is on the show completely. I think Louise would be completely unwatchable without him. Kind of like the British version of Eeyore.
I am interested. I agree. I am interested in the tell-all because hopefully they'll have a translator. I don't feel sorry for either of these people.
Me either.
I feel sorry for Jesse, her son. But in some ways, but to say, well, you're an adult son. Let your mom do it. But the denial and the fortitude of which Louise and Jose both stick their heads in the sand. The thought that that either of them thought they could pass a fucking English test.
It's almost like we had two tests in this episode. Neither one of them turned out like I wanted them to. I wish she failed one of them and he passed the other.
That would have been better.
That would be better for everyone.
But I watched this and I went, you two are fucking crazy. In that your idea of the world is, I kind of feel like I figured Louise out a little bit more. The world.
Tell
is
me.
I think for her, the world is magical and the world always has to be. But yet she has this, because she has this gnawing cynicism. But she believes the world is magical and things are going to work out. And more importantly, she is someone who can never be happy in the moment. She always has to look for the next thing. Like, when are we going to get married? When are we going to have a baby? Then it's going to be, when are we going to move to another house? When are we? When are we? Yeah. When are we?
I have a more cynical view of the situation, and that she wants the government benefits of having another child.
Eek. I don't know how it works in the UK.
It's government benefits. Single mom.
Ah. But she doesn't want to be a single mom. She wants to be married to Jose. Well, she is married to him.
Come on. Why have a child this early? Come on. Come on.
The fact that they think they can raise a baby together when neither of them...
A chicken baby? Allegedly.
Yes, allegedly. When neither of them speak the same language.
and it's just fate has cruelly thrown them that bone, because neither one of them will ever speak the other's language. It's intolerable. It couldn't be accomplished by Rosetta Stone.
No, this is what they should have made that Babel movie about. It would have made more sense. Starring Brad Pitt and Kate Blanchett.
Take the name Babel out of your mouth. By the way, this episode, episode 7, season 2, Night at UK, I think I might be pregnant. As they say, she's just a little bit. Sorry, pregnant.
Thank you.
She's just a little pregnant.
Just a little pregnant.
Just a titch pregnant.
Yeah. Real quick, y'all. 90 Day Fiancé, The Last Resort. I loved it. So
haven't watched.
Be on the lookout because Kim from Cray Cray and I, we haven't announced it, but we're going to be dropping periodic episodes. Well, if Kyle agrees, I don't think Kyle will care because Kyle's not going to watch it like you either.
Nope. Not watching.
Also, Amy, who's on Pink Shade a lot, reached out to me. She said, I love
Amy
it.
Amy Archer?
Yeah. There might be some of us. Some of
Better
us,
you than me.
Just sick people that we're just sitting all in our own vomit and defecation. We're going to just talk about this show.
Yep. I'm staying away. I'm going to go to more family friendly shows like Forensic Files and gritty Perfect. Murder shows, because that to me is more easier to stomach than this garbage.
Oh, y'all, I enjoyed it, but make up your own decision. But yeah. So, any other announcements? I don't think Plathville's coming back on September 5th. So that's exciting. And I think that's it.
I've been having funny stomach cramps for several days now, and I don't know what to do about it. It seems like I should take a pregnancy test, but I don't know how these things work.
And I, as soon as she said that, I'm like, yes, of course this bitch is pregnant.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Y'all, because the one thing that Jose can do is fuck.
Is fuck. And I guarantee, real good. And I guarantee you the heaps of fertility drugs that she's taking probably also help.
He probably looks like an extra from one of those troll movies, just like dancing when he fucks.
He just inseminates
her. I got
these
feelings like inside my brain. It's like a chicken.
He literally inseminates her like five times a day.
Yes,
no
five
doubt.
Times a day. No doubt.
And her uterus is like, come on.
I'm done, dude.
Enough with the cum already.
Not familiar. Never said that. Never.
Dude, give me a raincoat. Ugh.
Wow.
Anyway, so, and all he can do is say, baby, for real? It's a real baby. And saying Daddy Jose, and then just cluck like a chicken. I'm not sure if he, I don't know if he's realizing the impact of fatherhood here.
I don't think he knows that. I don't think he knows where babies come from.
I think if you would have told Vili Falau, who basically Mary Kay Letourneau took advantage of as a child.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If you would have told him he was a father, he would have more of an understanding than Jose does. I just dropped a Vili Falau reference.
Why does that comparison?
She's dead, though. Mary Kay Letourneau.
Make my stomach turn when you make that. Is he dead?
No, I think he's fine.
Well, he's younger.
Yeah.
We need to move on from this. So y'all, she's going to lunch with Jesse and her mom.
I don't know how to tell them.
They're gonna be able to see it in your face, honey.
Yeah. Jesse's late, shocker, because he doesn't want to be there to begin with. And his face whenever she tells him that they're having a baby.
He kind of knows. He knows his mother. So does her mom. And the mom's like, well, you know what? It's your deal. This is what you've done. You've always done whatever you wanted to do.
I noticed that was the mom's energy. Like, you've done it again. Just whatever you want to do.
I'm shocked that this woman doesn't have more children than Jesse. That's what I'm saying.
I am shocked. Maybe
which is a shitty, gross thing to say, but I'm saying it still.
Just the mom is there. So it makes sense that the dad's not there because Louise screams daddy issues and the neglectful father.
So what to do next? But Jesse says, well, his music doesn't matter, blah, blah, blah. He needs to get a job. And I said, is this like the U.S. rules where he cannot get a job until he gets citizenship? I don't know if that's the same.
We don't know. Or green card, at least.
I don't know if they have those.
I don't. Not familiar.
Maybe it's called something else.
Come at us, UK sissies who have done this. I was more...
Green certificate.
They have. Yes, that's when Louis says, well, he's got... Well, I guess he does have to get this A1 like visa. So maybe that's it. Maybe the A1 visa thing is when he has to take the English test because then he can work because they want someone to be proficient
now,
in English.
America's newspaper, when I looked this up and someone was asking about it, Reddit, said the A1 English test, and I confirmed this, or Michelle from Blighty Day confirmed this with me because they had someone who knew about it, an immigration lawyer, said, it's basically like what a kindergartner would know that he failed. That was kind of what I, when I looked it up, he said the same thing that my source said when I looked it up, so... It's one-word answers are okay.
I kind of think we knew whenever mom was like, well, let's just try it like now. She's like, what's your last name? Jose. How old are you? I'm good. How
Very
are you?
Very good.
Very good. How are you? And And you can tell mom is over it because Luis says, well, if he wants to put in the effort and take it seriously. And the mom says, the test is Tuesday. And that's what I'm talking about, this magical thinking of Luis. She just thinks like if we will it to happen, it's like manifestation or almost like things will come to me, but I don't have to do jack shit for it. I think they both are very lazy.
Yeah. I don't even know if I can accurately assess him because I don't know if we've heard him speak more than 12 words.
But they've dated for a bit. He should, if he wasn't lazy, motivated. He's unmotivated. Clearly, English is a hard language to learn, but having a kindergarten grade level, he's made no effort.
I don't want to diagnose any type of intellectual disability, but it everything reads that way to me.
Maybe it's just
language. I don't know. Or as I said before, just his brain was fried from Colombian chronic.
Yeah.
God, you know that perm smells like weed.
I mean, I enjoyed that he went to take the test with the pick in the back.
I gotta say, too, he didn't know how to get his door.
He's like, hello.
I still enjoy him, though. I don't care. I don't care. Give me a whole story arc of him and Jesse having to, I don't know, get across London together.
That's what I want. I don't want Louise. I want Jose and Jesse go to the zoo. Uh-huh. Just like a children's show. Jose and Jesse go to...
And he just makes all the noises like animals.
Yes, they go to Piccadilly Square, whatever.
Piccadilly Circus, which is not actually a circus.
Well,
I'll give you a topic. Piccadilly is neither Piccadilly nor a circus.
Discuss.
Circus. Discuss. So, y'all, womp womp, he failed the English test. And he kind of is laughing about it because, again, he doesn't realize the – and for the first time, I think it's hitting her. And he's like, you need to be an adult about this because one of us has to be the adult, Jose.
Because one of us – I love it when she's like, Jose, you prick. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. And I wrote, he didn't know what it meant.
Like, you know. And then he's just going, meow, meow. At her at the end. Maybe sad Jose is meow meow and happy is I love you chicken.
Remember now it's chicken baby.
My chicken.
This woman is, I agree with you. I don't think this woman wants to work.
No.
I think she wants the easy way.
It's time for government benefits.
Yes. I think she wants to ride off the coattails of others. 100%.
Yep. Problem solved. Asked and answered. I am very happy they're both on this season. Not as much Louise, but I'm very happy Jose is on this season.
Me too. Poodle. How many signs do you need from the universe to tell you not to get married on a day?
You know what? I would say this. Signs don't matter as long as the DNR ink is dry. The will is dry, it's all good.
Even when the alcohol left, you would stay.
Good point. I would have left my own wedding. Yeah, I'm gonna go to the bar, y'all. Can we do the wedding at the bar? We just need the minister. We just need to sign some documents.
Candy and Alejandro. Oh, y'all. Because spoiler alert. So fast forward for a minute because we know they're not together now, and things did not go good. We don't know the details. It just looks like it. But it is a little head shaking, kind of putting your head in your hands of seeing everything that's going wrong for this wedding, and they're still plowing ahead.
There's the storm comes in. There's rain. There's a blackout. There's a marauding band of thieves comes by and takes takes watches off of wrists.
Yes, there was a Zorro cosplayer came.
Yes,
and
yeah,
and Katie even says it was funny until guests were screaming and the vendors are leaving.
She also is in the car with her mother, and it's like, I do believe in fat.
Fat.
I just enjoy it. But I do believe in fat. There are so many E's and H's in that word.
And then she's like, we're going to do it anyway. And she gets up there, and they stand up there, and then you hear, boom, and the power completely goes out.
Yeah, I think that, fat or whatever, Katie, was giving you plenty of time.
Yeah.
I think fat was trying to tell you.
Miss Uni was trying to give you a message.
Miss Uni.
Didn't work. Miss Uni is sitting up there smoking a cigarette going, you dumb bitch.
Yeah. So y'all, they're married and Alejandro is dancing with her nan. I just love these two British women, her mother and her nan, just sitting up there like they're at the fucking royal wedding.
Hey.
Dressed in hats and floral dresses. Yeah.
And you know it's hot and humid and really
humid. Everyone else is like kind of like tasteful, like Mexico City, and they're there in these floral British dresses.
Yeah.
And the hats. They're like, this is going to be an English wedding if we decide it's going to be. Anyway.
I mean, what was sad? That wedding or Marcy?
I'm going to say it's not Marcy, but it's the way that Clacton on Sea is depicted as this cold... Like the irony of the like carnival music, and just gray skies and no one's there.
No one's there.
Talk about making me want to wade into the ocean like Lydia. There's something about this carnival thing, and no, it's like if they brought a carnival and no one came.
Yeah.
And y'all, Clacton looks gray and freezing. I guarantee you, no one wants to be in Clacton in January and February. I don't blame Marcy.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart,
and even keep going queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
No, and this is when it, yeah, I don't know if it's changed. It's, I see a Christmas tree later, so it's there, so, yeah, sometime December, January.
It's a miserable time of the year.
And what's it called again? Clacton on
Clacton.
What?
Clacton on sea, but they call it Clacton. Me and Marcy, we got married, so we're gonna go be, and we're gonna, she's gonna like Clacton.
In December, yeah. In December, the high is 45 and the low is 39, and there's at least usually 10 days of rain.
And I guarantee you it's gray for 28 days.
Probably.
In days probably that end in Y.
Yes, just so we know, I looked the weather this week. It's raining most of the week. Enjoy.
And this August.
It's August.
Clacton sissies, let us know. When is Clacton? I guarantee you in the summertime, it's probably lovely with the carnival there. And it's, people are eating ice cream, fish and chips. And, but I assume
north,
that 7 to 8 months out of the year, it's pretty uninhabitable.
I mean,
very different than Kenya.
Very, very different than Kenya.
And yo, Marcy is not impressed. She says, I'm freezing. And then she basically says, this house is dirty. It's tiny. It's not what I wanted. And she's missing her friends. And then I said, well, and she's talking to Carol, her friend. I'm like, oh, she's depressed. Marcy,
yeah, she's
is
depressed.
Depressed. And when we see this on shows, we often just say, oh, she's just having a hard time getting... No, she is fucking depressed.
She's depressed.
Seasonal depression, not it's, just yeah, that.
Sad. Seasonal affective disorder, 100%. She needs one of the... Although this is... I looked, it's south, more south UK, but still, it's such a huge difference from...
Yeah.
She probably had 300 days of sunshine where she was before.
And she says, I miss food. I miss going out and chatting with people. And he works, and she's there by herself. It's the Fernanda, Jonathan Fernanda issue.
Except for she's a lot more together than Fernanda.
She wasn't 19.
Yeah.
Fuck. And he's just like, I made dinner. And when he comes home and he's like, oh, this is, and he's like, is it good? She's like, you can just tell she is horribly depressed.
Yeah.
There's no one who can like, no one's friends with her. No one's going to ask her how she is.
Mm-mm.
I'm sure he doesn't have any female friends because he's already fucked all those and they've already left him.
I mean, think about this, y'all. It's like how a lot of people went through this in COVID, especially people that were alone and didn't have other people. That's kind of how she probably feels, like she's mm-hmm. just stuck there.
I kind of like later on when they're eating dinner with Man Bun, otherwise known as Nick, and he's like, well, what about the dowry and the down payment on her? And he's asking
a lot of really inappropriate questions.
And y'all, she's shutting it down.
She is. I'm enjoying her more too. I still think there's a con behind it going on, but at the same time, the way that she's like, "What? Why should my hair and my nails be included in my budget? He should buy those for me."
She's not fronting at all. She's like, she's like, "I'm gonna do." And she even says, "Where did she say earlier? Or maybe it was in something." She's like, "Yeah, I want a big house, and in 2 years, otherwise, I'm not gonna give him any babies."
Why would
I love the honesty, and she doesn't really give a fuck if his friends don't care because she's married and that's it.
Once you start taking a woman's nail money, all bets are off. Don't take just, it.
And I hate cooking. I like cleaning, so maybe I'll do that. I like the honesty. That's what I'm saying.
I do too. I still I think they'll make it. I don't think she'll go back. I think she does act like Mercy is smart. I don't think that she knew, I think she knew a little bit of what she was getting into by moving. What if she's using this to her benefit for sympathy?
I think the edit has really given us a confusing picture of who she is.
I agree with that.
The edit told us in the first two episodes that she was definitely a scammer.
Yeah.
But because of all the, like, she chose different names. She's like, oh, I just messaged everyone in the area. And the edit, and that's a hard thing to come back from. But at the same time, Then we were told she was sad panda at her wedding, but she's like, I don't want to go to the UK. And it does seem like she loves him. What I'm saying is I'm getting a confusing picture of who she is and what she wants. I agree.
It does seem that she wants Michael to feel that he owes her something. I feel like that gives her power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think she's been a victim of the edit so far.
Blame it on the edit.
Thank you. Drag Race super fans will know that.
Like 100 sissies just went, oh my God, it's RuPaul! Just freaked out. Y'all love Drag
RuPaul
Queen.
Here. We never stole any songs from her at all.
At all. Love her.
Can we talk about Rebecca and Christian?
But did you see that clip that I shared of the Vivian with Monet exchange? And I said, what it's like being with Poodle.
When it says, what if we go powder our nose? What if we split a bag?
They're taking it. And so apparently I watched it. It's a YouTube series of them taking an etiquette course from this British woman. And it's fucking hilarious.
I love the Vivian. I love Monet too. Damn.
But they're both really funny together. I laughed and laughed and laughed.
Well, both of them have comedy chops. And that's what I think. I really do believe to be a drag queen these days. Yes, there are Instagram queens and look queens, but I think you have to have comedy chops.
We don't like hear Bianca, about the ones anymore.
Like Bianca Del Rio says, I'm a clown.
Well, think about it. How much have we seen in the news or hear about Violet Tchotchke?
Yeah, she has her. It's her own online thing though. She has her own look thing.
But a lot of them though too, like, will do makeup lines and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, go out and get yours. To me, a drag queen is a performer, and a performer, you need to also talk.
There's rumors that Chanel's going to be on All Stars 3.
Oh,
I know.
Now that's a performer.
Oh, well,
All Stars 3.
Or the new, when they do the next All Stars.
There's like All Stars 10.
Next time I go to Vegas, I want to go see their show at the Flamingo. I think I would like it. I was just there and I didn't have time to go. Anyway.
Rebecca and Christian.
Ooh, God.
Boy. Ooh, hot. God damn. Mississippi, God damn.
Wow. Mommy like.
Woo.
Christian arrives from Argentina and he finally come. Y'all, they kind of build up this thing of like Rebecca saying, I have trust issues because the other guy, he literally got here and in one night he said, just kidding, I don't want to be with you. So what if he did that? And y'all, it's fine. It's fine. The funniest part to me was when he arrived and Rebecca said, where is he? I'm not wearing my glasses.
I'm like, are you legally blind? Can you make out his face? Now, I can't see shit without glasses or contacts. But I wouldn't be walking around it. I can't, like, if I was, I feel like I could make him out.
I don't know why you haven't gotten LASIK yet.
I don't want someone shooting a laser into my eye.
That's fair. That's a good point.
Anyway.
But they give you a value before you do it.
They give you volume. Oh,
anyway, go ahead.
He showed up. I'm like, God damn, he is hot. This is a big goddamn. And he's like, this is my prize. And the next day, of course, they did not sleep much. I wouldn't if I was sleeping with that. So y'all, she's got a belly dancing gig tonight and he's coming and already, and she's like, I'm kind of worried because Christian and my ex are very similar. Here's the issue. If you have patterns and you know it, that's one thing.
If you have some patterns and you know it, clap your hands.
Exactly. Sorry. If you have some patterns and you realize them, clap your hands. That seems avoidable.
Again, she's
aware of it.
It is very, I'm going to say it again. It is very difficult for people to change behavioral patterns. It feels weird.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
It's like when you ride saddle for the first time.
That was a beautiful moment between two people.
It's a little uncomfortable, but then you realize it pays off.
Then she goes belly
especially
dancing.
Especially when Poodle starts neighing.
And I throw my mane around. It just showers all over them.
Don't walk behind him or he'll kick you, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Poodle, sorry, I left some poop there.
You've got to approach Poodle on his left side, or it's going to go badly.
I've been recently shod. Oh, she's throwing a shoe.
Uh-oh, Poodle's got a horse boner.
Oh, it's got some eyes of its own. Some eyes of its own. Have you ever seen a horse boner? It is like out there. Oh, yeah. Horse boners. It's like.
I know of them. Like so, a dog one. Okay, let's go.
Then we get into the belly dancing part of this. Now, I actually know someone, one of my former clients, who is a belly dancing instructor. I want to say Egyptian.
I had a friend that got divorced because her boyfriend.
That's the normal track. Her boyfriend cheated on her.
Either
that or burlesque.
And I'd had another friend that did burlesque after a breakup. That was a show.
Which I'm completely supportive of.
Well,
know that you're not the first person who's done it.
It's actually really great. If you are breaking up and you feel, especially if you feel unattractive or not sexy, those are great, wonderful things to do.
I agree.
But
it is part of the broken up with girl or wife's.
But I went to the show and saw a professional person belly dance with her. That I just want to preface that. But I feel like I know what you're going to say. Keep going.
So my friend, I actually screenshot it on my phone because I was concerned that this was, let's say, not classical or traditional belly dancing. I am no expert. I know that's hard for me to say. I'm no expert on belly dancing. And the response I got, I'm going to read. Okay, here he goes. Oh my God, what is she doing? This isn't belly dancing. We call this titty dancing. There's not a lot of technique in what she's doing, and this would never be tolerated in any kind of class that I teach. There is no hip technique or rotation technique. She's literally shaking her titties. I don't support this.
She's dancing like Poodle.
This is, and I have zero technique.
But you like to show your titties.
Yes. Now,
I could tell. Thank you, though, for bringing this up, because I went, is this going to be rude or not? But I feel like go-go dancing.
She also said, holy fuck. Yes, sometimes this does happen when you have people put money in your bra. She's like, we don't do that in classical belly dancing.
What I've seen, it's like they're on a stage. It's performative. It's not this.
She has said sometimes in restaurants where things are a little bit looser that you've done it. But she said, what I was really disturbed by were the 8 men dancing near her. And she said that just rang alarm bells. She's like, I hope they have some type of bouncer nearby. It felt weird to me. That's all I'll say.
Y'all,
I'm not here to critique her technique. This is titty dancing.
It's titty dancing.
This is drunk poodle dancing. That's exactly what it was.
It was drunk poodle dancing. Without the biting.
That's true. And the hissing and the spitting. And the kind of gyrating with like mooing my ass on them and the discharge.
Oh, you love that part.
And Christian
Boy, you just said that and I could smell Mickey's.
Yeah, takes me back. Christian is taken aback because I don't think he's ever seen this part of her, even though this is her work.
It's her work, but I don't think he's expecting men to give his girlfriend dollars in her titties.
I think I would have a problem with this if I was dating someone who... I think I'd have a problem with it.
I don't think I would. I would have a problem with being there seeing it. I wouldn't have a problem if I trusted them.
Agree.
I don't have a problem with them doing it. You do that. Get yours. I don't want to see it.
But these people barely know each other.
They barely know each other, and now he's watching it.
She bought a shot glass from him in the gift shop.
Yeah.
Of the cruise ship.
Yeah.
So.
But also, Game probably recognizes Game, y'all, because he was a fuckboy on this cruise ship.
Yep. True.
So, I'm not saying that she's a fuck girl. I'm not saying she's like doing sex work or anything like that. I'm just saying though, but they both are used to doing what they need to for tips.
That's what one of our sissies said, that in some places, belly dancing, especially for white Europeans, it's looked on as similar to sex work.
I think she said in Turkey. Not.
Yeah. So
even though it's not, let's get that
feels,
part.
This feels a little like a, like, I'm not saying it is, but it feels slightly akin to stripping because there's money that is going in places. And I didn't know that in belly dancing that was traditional. Maybe traditional. I'm wrong.
I don't think you're wrong.
My friend who teaches classes, and this is in North Hollywood, but she's been doing it for a long time. And
I want to take a belly dancing class. That'd be fun.
I don't know if men do it.
Well, that's sexist.
I agree, but I don't think I want to see your belly. I don't think I want to see your belly dancing.
Will you come to my final show?
No. I'd come there to lampoon you. I'd film it and post it on the internet surreptitiously.
Wow.
Anyway,
I'm look, y'all. I am a full supportive of strippers. Go-go dancers, mm-hmm. You know I love them. And get
this is
your
something
work.
You can talk about.
I am very supportive of it. But I just want to say, like,
would you date one?
Would I date a stripper?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I would now. I probably wouldn't have before, but now I don't think – I don't trust any man anyway, so I might as well date someone that's hot.
I don't think that's the healthiest attitude.
But I think I think that however you do your work is fine, but don't call the art what the art is. Go-go dancing is an art, and don't try to say you're doing it in belly dancing. And if you're belly dancing, say like belly dance. That's my problem with this, is that this is not belly dancing to me.
Yeah. It feels like exotic dancing to me. It feels like we're heading there.
Which is fine. Just call it what it is, but whatever.
And I think that's one of the reasons that this, like this woman said, that sometimes it's looked at as adjacent to sex work. So I can kind of see what my friend did say, and what some of the other sissies who DM'd me, we're going to get more after this, I'm sure, is
sure.
They've taken classes and this was not traditional belly dancing technique.
Yeah.
Full stop. So anyway. Take that as you may.
And you know what? My friend that took the belly dance class, she at the show, a friend came with her boyfriend, and he ended up cheating on that girlfriend with my friend who was in the belly dancing show, and she's still with that guy. So you never know.
So does that is it maybe a reason why you would not date a dancer?
I don't know. We're not really friends anymore, so
I think it's for me, and maybe this is wrong for me to think. I think the relationship would have to be really stable. I don't think I would start dating an exotic dancer or a go-go dancer. I think if they wanted to do it, it would be different.
Look, I love you, but I'm just going to be real. You would gnaw their eyes out when someone was leering over your man.
I'd be fine with it. I wouldn't. You're right. I'd sit over there.
You wouldn't. I'd go to the bar incognito. It would not be good.
I would. I would be in a trench coat.
You'd make me drive my car so that way they wouldn't notice. It would be a bad scene.
And as soon as he started dancing up on some bitch, I'd be like, who are you? Take my earrings off right away and just like fucking throat punch him.
That's exactly what you would do.
Mm-hmm. It'd be like an episode of Cheaters.
God, what a great show. All right, everybody. That is the show. I think that's it. Do you have anything left? All right.
Nope.
That's it. Go to realitygaze.com. You know the deal. Leave a review on Apple or Spotify. Leave us a 5-star review and write a little, hopefully a little phrase. And if you don't know what to say, what can they say, Poods?
You can say KGQ. Keep going, Queens.
Keep going, Queens. And to a Hawaiian sissy, keep going, Queens. We are thinking of you right now.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, y'all, that's the show. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love?
No, you got the English version.
Oh, yeah. We call these people lads and lasses because aren't we all just lads and lasses from across the pond looking for amorous love in all the wrong alleys and places.
I'm so sorry to everyone that you had to do that. Yes. And if you have
now,
ever
do
been,
it in the accent.
Sorry. And if you have ever been, this is Michael's eye. And if you have ever been to Clacton-on-Sea in December and seen the Carney music and no one's there, and you've ever wanted to throw yourself into the briny, you can give us a ring.